It's Friday once again, and we are here. We are Glass of Wine, here to drink the week away. I am your host, Ainsley Weber, here with my regular co-hosts.
Gina Schwartz, how are we?
And
Andy Schossler, not away this week.
Not away.
I trust
the mission went well.
It did. It was a complete success. Only 70% casualties.
Well, that's better than 80%.
And you know what? Some people lived.
Now,
that's the one silver lining we can look forward to across a sea of maimed bodies.
I assume that our slipping up, letting them know where you were last week, did not count against you in, and hopefully did not add.
No, in fact, to get to the 70%, I had to do a few in myself.
Oh, excellent. Nice.
It's a numbers game. You know, you got to meet the budget.
It's true.
And with us this week as a special guest is none other than
Gentry.
Yes.
Gentry, who are you? What do you do? What do you love? Why are you drinking wine?
I am. Oh God, that was rapid fire. I am Gentry. I am a artist and performer. It's weird to say.
Is it?
Oh, just recently I've started like my professional art career and it's actually going well. What the hell?
Congratulations.
I know, right? Bit in disbelief considering it's Brisbane. But so I'm studying animation. I perform with Zane and Gina all the time in the Cluedo.
In the Cluedo.
Which I believe this will be the last week you can see us. Is this week. So you have, after today, one more opportunity tonight and tomorrow night.
So Get on it.
Hurry up. Sure. Yeah, I have all the things. I don't know, I'm a busy lady.
You know
when you get so busy that you just don't remember what you do with your
time? I can't remember all the hyphenates that are in my job.
I'm just it's too much.
Too much.
I'm a busy woman.
I'm just a person. I'm just doing stuff. Get out of my way.
Exactly. And I drink wine because I'm a busy woman.
Absolutely right.
I agree.
Well, once again, we are sponsored by thewinegallery.com.au.
Wine Gallery.
And they have given us this week a red blend
called
Costas del Cio Petit Cios.
Cios.
So this has, if I read the back of the bottle correctly, Tempranillo, a Grenache and Cab Sav in it. So it is a blend of various different kinds of grape.
Well, it smells expensive.
Good.
Yes.
Well, the Wine Gallery does send us great wine most of the time. I think at least one of us at the table always enjoys the wine.
The wine, certainly. Yeah.
So this one does come from Spain, Costas del Segre in Spain. And do we want to guess the
vintage?
The vintage.
Okay, you got to give us a timeline though.
It is between 2014 and 2018.
2015.
I will agree with Gina.
Nice, good stuff.
Being a wine expert.
I'll look out 2016.
Well,
if Andy's
you're
right,
all incorrect.
Yay!
Except for Andy.
Me. Oh. 2017 was my guess, and that's
damn.
When. So what do we think of the wine?
I'll tell you what I think. And what I think is it's red.
Yep.
It
smells good.
Very fruity.
Mm.
Very fruity. Lots of...
I also get a little bit of leathery in it as well.
I taste that.
Yeah, like the kind of almost tobacco-y smell.
I have to give a hand to the Wine Gallery because all of the reds we've had recently have been very, very smooth.
Mm.
And I am enjoying it thoroughly.
Mm. Maybe, Gina.
Yeah.
I'm no aspersions cast on the Wine Gallery, but maybe they're just sending us a higher quality red than you're used to consuming.
Oh, I mean, my budget is usually $12, so that probably could be true.
You know, it's not, you know, like a lagoon. It's actual wine.
Yeah.
It's not in a case anymore.
And dare we say from regular drinking, perhaps your palate is growing and adjusting?
I think so. Not that
becoming
I know.
Becoming more sophisticated?
Wouldn't that be nice?
Itself
I don't know.
Growing into adulthood.
I don't know if I know what I'm drinking or can describe it, but I'll tell you I like it. And that's just...
I've had a taste and it is very smooth. It does have a little bit of an ashy aftertaste, but it's not overpowering like some of the other reds that we've had.
It's kind of subtle in that way. I mean, this is like hailing back to when I was an angsty teenager working in a 5-star restaurant and I had to use all sorts of fancy words for wine, which I didn't understand because, you know, back then you drank questionable choices.
Yeah.
But, you know, the mouth feel... That word is coming back to me.
It's very dry mouth feel.
It's very nice. I don't know. It is very smooth.
It doesn't kick like some of the more powerful reds do.
Yeah.
Fills the mouth very nicely too. Kind of hangs around and
does the good stuff.
Sort of lingers.
Lets you know that it's not quite done yet. You may have swallowed, but I've still got lots of flavour to impart.
It's the credits of a Marvel movie. That there's more coming.
Well, before we get into where we're drinking this wine.
Yeah.
Let us play the game. The game.
Okay. Know what?
The game is guessing what food it is suggested this wine pairs well with.
Yeah. So you have a sip and you go, what can I see myself eating with this? If you're anything like me, you're actually really bad at the game, but enthusiastic about playing it nonetheless.
Because you get to think about food.
This is a game for me, then.
I get excited about that. I'm going to come out there on a limb and I'm going to say meat.
It's a bold guess.
I'm going to say like we were talking about beef brisket the other day. I don't think it's beef brisket.
I think it's a leaner.
Leaner meat, but it's definitely a red meat.
Okay.
Oh, for sure.
Mm. Okay. Yep.
I actually, it's very syrupy in its consistency. So I think I want to have it with some cheeses.
Okay.
Especially a blue cheese.
Oh, that would be nice. I think that would
contrast with the fruity flavour very nicely.
Can we just get a cheese plate out and test the thing?
Well.
We have one kind of cheese for you.
Yeah.
It's very soft and on the other side of the table, so you can't have it.
And well, I've eaten half of it.
That's fair. I feel like it would go well with some sort of, I'm thinking like a creamy pasta.
Nice.
I don't know. I feel like it would lend well to the cream. Because it's so smooth. It won't cut into that flavour.
Well, no, Gina was probably the closest with red meat.
I've never heard of red wine pairing with red meat before.
That's unreal. They
suggest that this is a good bottle to share over at a pizza night.
Oh, okay.
Or with spaghetti, pizza. Bolognese, lasagna.
Does that mean I get it for pasta?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, that's closer than... authentic meat.
But it's also a really good wine for a barbecue or a Mexican feast.
Ooh.
Certainly.
Ooh,
so something with a lot of flavour, I think. Yeah.
Taco
a little
night.
Spicy.
I don't even think you would have to have some food with this to enjoy it.
No, I think like it by itself.
Well, I mean, I just had ramen and it goes well with ramen.
So where are we drinking it?
We are drinking it.
I'll tell you where we're drinking it.
I mean, any day for me. This is great.
I think it's cold. But not too cold. I think, you know how Zane, ages ago, you said that I talk about what I'm wearing?
it's held true since then.
I know. Well, in this one, I am wearing lingerie, but I'm in a blanket.
Okay.
So I'm snuggled in a cold environment, but I'm nice and warm. And I think I'm just in like... For people not in Brisbane, there's this place called Mullaney. So it's just like the hinterlands with lots of rolling hills.
A bit north.
Yeah.
A bit chilly usually as well.
Yeah, actually. It gets a bit of a bite.
I'm near a fireplace. Ooh. I think it's indoor and the sun is setting. That's where I am.
Okay. Alone?
I don't know. If a man was there, that'd be nice.
If a man just happened to wander in the door in the lane.
A wood chopper? Or a farmer boy, man?
Sure.
That works.
What about you, Andy?
I'm tired. I've had a hard day on the bee farm or out lumberjacking.
On the bee farm?
Or out lumberjacking or whatever it is that I do.
Apiarists work hard, Gina.
That's exactly right.
I'm sure they do.
I'm tired. And the only effort I want to put into this evening is uncorking this, sitting back, putting my feet up and just relaxing with it. Maybe scrounging whatever food I can from whatever packets I can.
Nice.
Again, not to cook it. I don't even want to use the microwave.
That's fair.
So cheese, bread, this,
done.
Nobody else and just...
Bleh. Yeah.
Being done with it all.
Yeah.
This is the wine to do it with.
This is the wine of misanthropy.
Yeah, good.
Very much so. Or just generally for apiarists. I think they would appreciate
all right.
this.
Yeah. Mm. Well, call out to all our apiarist listeners. What about you, Jen?
And this is indulgent.
Mm, yeah, but take
this
me
is,
there.
But this is exactly, and I'm going to also say what I'm wearing to go on the theme.
Sometimes it helps.
So I'm a 23-year-old, but I imagine this as a like middle-aged, successful businesswoman in a beautifully tailored pantsuit in the back of a dim-lit jazz club by myself, just enjoying my own presence and this wine. Right?
Oh, yeah. How good.
I'm like, wow, this
can
is
you
a
tell
meal
me what song's
itself.
Playing?
Oh, maybe Caravan? Something funky.
Nice.
Something you know, not too mellow.
Yeah.
I'm a woman with
just a
class.
Little. Yeah.
I mean, in this particular iteration.
This is you in 20 years. It's great.
This is like Miranda Priestley.
Nice. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it's really interesting that you've all gone like, I'm alone drinking this wine.
Just thinking that.
I'm definitely surrounded by people. I think this is a wine that I'm drinking while I'm cooking the spaghetti bolognese or the lasagna that I'm going to be serving at a dinner party. Like, maybe someone else is in the kitchen and you're having a conversation as you're making it. And and this is just the wine that you're drinking while that's happening.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I like that.
I could be in lingerie, wrapped in a blanket, cooking.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Jazz might be playing and might have some beehives out the back window.
Just a gentle buzzing to remind you that death is always near.
Sure. I don't think of death when I see bees, but that might just be the difference
you
between
allergic.
You and
we
me.
Need to no, I'm not.
But you know what? If enough attacked you...
You would be.
You would be.
You would be.
Dislike all of that that just happened. Okay, well, that's our wine. So thank you, Wine Gallery, for
that's
that.
Remarkable.
Costas del Cielo Petitios.
Thank you.
I highly recommend. Like, this is a really smooth wine. Like, it's not a very sweet one, at least not one of the sweetest ones that we've had, but I'm really enjoying it.
Mm, it's a bit of an underdog.
You could even have this with a bit of cake, I reckon.
Mm.
Oh yeah,
yes, cake.
Yeah.
No, Jesus just cake. Yes. Oh,
no, it's not. It's not so savoury that you would. Again, you don't have to have any food to enjoy it.
It could almost lend itself to dessert. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's our wine. So now, traditionally, we move on to our wines with an H. And Jen, you are our guest, so the floor is open to you.
Unburden yourself.
This is, I'm so ready to be liberated. I don't want to get too existential and I don't want to get too political.
I just want to remind the table.
I'm going
to
pull it back.
I want to remind the table. We are here to support and commiserate, not argue our own politics.
I'm having palpitations already.
No. I don't want to get it too political, but gosh, I hate renting. It's like, wouldn't it be lovely if I was a wealthy adult with my own house?
Wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
And not just waiting for your parents to pass so that you get the inheritance.
Exactly, right? You know, just
even
have
my
own
funds.
Even
if my parents pass, I'm fucked.
That's the thing, right? So the reason why I don't want it to get too political is I don't want it to be this full, I'm a millennial rant and housing is unaffordable rant and government
but
rant.
But it's not even that.
But
it's,
just generally, I hate
just
renting.
Just the process of like property managers and the inspections.
What is it about it that you hate?
Well, recently, and well, not recently, currently, I have the worst property managers in the world.
What do you mean?
Like, deplorable. Like, I'm having to contact the RTA to make them behave themselves deplorable.
Wow.
And that's not an activity that you want to have to do.
No.
It's like school, fully grown adults.
At their own jobs.
Mm, yeah. Because of, you know, your livelihood, where you're living. It's a weird, for me, it's a weird balance that the renters are the slaves to the renting like scheme, because we're the people that fill the houses.
Yeah.
So surely it should on some level benefit us, but no, it's all very like
the property managers
have to live here and deal with it. Like,
the property managers are that weird middleman that doesn't have any real vested interest in whether you're happy or not, because they're getting paid to do that job regardless of your enjoyment.
Yeah, exactly.
And they want to pay for as little as possible.
They're like debt collectors.
Yeah, but
worse.
Preemptive debt collectors.
Yeah, well, pretty much. I mean, they aren't collecting my debt. Are they? I don't understand money, but
who does?
Who does? But like, for example, I mean, not only do I hate the process, it doesn't work. Nothing works. System is broken. I hate the process of renting because it's all very, you just have to hopefully get approved for something that you like, and usually it's something you don't like, and time is a crunch, and blah, blah, blah. And it's expensive moving and re-cleaning and all those little annoying things. But I currently live in a property that's just inherently a bit built badly. So it was made recently, I think maybe in the last 5 or so years, because it's one of those like fancy schmancy shoebox apartments.
Right.
Sort of awkward middle of the suburbs. So it's like, why does this exist? But sure. There's
people
a
like you.
Oh, exactly.
You want to live in the suburbs in a shoebox apartment.
Because I can't afford a full house. But there's a wall in my room that's not completely straight.
Oh dear.
What do
is
you
it
mean?
Not meant to be
like it's not perpendicular.
That's weird.
Like the corner is not at 90 degrees. It is like maybe 88 or enough that I
enough
know
that
this.
When you try to put a cupboard in it, it sticks out.
Yes, I put my desk against it and there's this awkward gap. And I'm like, why?
Wow.
And I'm like, somebody built this. Just wrong. But also,
and they were like, well, who's going to know?
Yeah. I'm not sure how that would happen, though.
Well, I mean, it's not the only flaw with the place. But
so is the wall on the other side the same angle off?
Well,
like,
this
is
one of those
degrees?
Cool rooms where it has an excess, like an unnecessary like jut.
Oh.
It's not a perfect square. It's like a square, but then one of the corners has like a little bit inwards.
Yeah, yeah.
So then that little bit has set the whole thing off.
No.
Like they should have done that. I think it was for the shower.
Yeah,
like there was probably an actual reason, but I still hate it.
Yeah.
So I'm bitter. The window fixtures are all horrible and wrong, and there's no fly screens, and it's on a second
Don't
floor,
you
so
hate
you can
that?
Just jump on out the window if you feel like
it. Oh, like my apartment.
Yeah. Safety first.
I had that in my last apartment, and I actually kind of really liked it because I would sit on the windowsill. Mm. But it's also like it's not good if you're not happy.
Well, my problem is that insects like to call my room their house.
No.
And I'm like, you don't rent here, I do. This is not fair.
Get
and
out.
Then I get eaten alive. I feel like I have a special blood type that is just for mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Because they don't bother anybody else in the house. I'm in a share house. There's three of us total, but I'm the only one who is dying.
Yeah.
And I die.
That's the same with
me. Are you also under some sort of 10,000 watt light bulb?
I had to change my light bulb because it was disgusting. It was one of those like I mean, I can only describe it as like an abandoned mental institution light bulb. It was like a bad neon-y white, which made made my room feel like an old, I don't know, torture room. Like the lighting was horrid and it was barely bright at nighttime. So it felt really weird. And I was like, I can't deal with this. So I bought my own light bulbs. That costs no money though. So not really a complaint, but just like why put that light bulb in as your first choice?
Yeah. Because it's cheap and nasty.
But like,
I'm not
going to
be seeing that
light. $3
Literally, but if they're outfitting all of these apartments, saving $3 a light bulb over 1,000 light bulbs, $3,000.
But my happiness.
Yeah.
My happiness.
What about my happiness?
What else is broken with my house? My ceiling fan can't go on the highest setting. Or
it'll shake itself away.
Yeah, it kind of like you think it'll take off and like become its own mini helicopter and just travel around the house, and it rattles the whole roof. So I'm like, and this is weird.
It might please you to know that you are under no liability in that case because you are using it as it's allowed to be used.
Oh,
you can set it on high, and if it rattles itself loose
and decapitates me.
Well, it probably won't do that.
I have been hit by a full force.
Have you?
And yes, I've still got the scar.
Jesus. But he still has his head, and I think that's what matters.
It only hit my hand, and I will say, when my hand fought the ceiling fan, my hand won. Because the ceiling fan nice. Blade came off. I did get a rather significant scar that cut amazing. To the muscle. It healed very cleanly.
Oh god.
No stitches.
And now you have a remarkable story.
And now I have a remarkable story.
So I should actually be grateful.
Just stick your hand in it.
Do it for the experience, that's right.
I have a wrestler friend.
Character bond.
whose name is Xander.
I have seen the video of this.
Yeah, and he was doing a wrestling move where, you know, you get up on the whatever the things are and you jump on the other person.
They're called ropes, Gina?
Ropes, yep, on the ropes. And you like jump on the other person.
That helped me visualize. Yeah, thank you.
And but when he like went to jump, there was a ceiling fan in the middle of the ring.
Because they were doing it in the middle of summer in a venue that the air conditioning isn't great.
Yeah, you need some sort of air circulation.
Yeah, so they have the ceiling fans going, and the ceiling fan just happened to be not above the arena, but
above where he was jumping.
Above where he was jumping.
Mm. And he jumped straight into it.
Oh.
Like head first. He
has a significant forehead. Like that's how he markets himself. He has a very...
Because of hitting the ceiling?
No. Like he's already got like a... It's a big, tough forehead. Like his forehead could lift. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and
forehead.
Straight. Yeah, swole forehead. He went straight into it. Yeah.
Jeez.
Ceiling fans, the real enemy of Australia.
Well, this is
the real helper. Come on.
Oh, I mean, when they function.
Yeah, fair.
But like, and then this is where I come full circle because I hate my property managers. So when we moved in, I mean, I don't know about you. I'm pretty thorough when I inspect a place, but I'm not thorough enough to go into a room, turn the light switch on and off and on and off again to check if it works or like turn the ceiling fan onto every setting because I'm not a psychopath.
Yeah.
So then I'm... You're like, maybe not you.
you've got to know whether the fan functions.
I just assumed it functioned when I put it on one setting that it would do all, right?
You would think that. You would think that fan settings, ceiling fan settings would be universal, but they are far from that.
Mm. So wrong.
So wrong. So then I move in and...
There are ones that, you know, the high setting doesn't ever achieve anything meaningful at all. It's maintains this light breeze.
The low setting just is nothing.
It's just slightly off, but
it's
off.
Moving, but no air is moving.
Or the low setting is actually more like a medium where you don't have a low setting, or there's such a huge disparity. You either get, you know, the fan moving a little bit and then the high is it, you know, trying to rip itself out of the ceiling.
What we've actually discovered here is we need regulations in the ceiling fan industry.
We do. Just like we need regulations with like sizes for clothing. Because fuck that.
That was a little left field, Gina. Like, I agree.
I mean, we can revisit.
You know what I mean? Like, clothing and fan. What's that
fan
word?
Fan rotation.
Rotation. Yes. Similar.
Similar
right?
problem.
Because every fan is different, and then every brand of clothing sizing is different. If we just had one measurement, we'd all be happy.
We'll have a union that works on only those specific things.
But I will say, when I moved into my apartment, I don't have ceiling fans because it's meant to be air conditioned because it's an X factory, so the ceilings are high and whatever. And the air conditioning worked when I inspected, but not when I moved in.
And so I had
3 weeks in the middle of December.
Disgusting.
3 weeks. 3 weeks.
That's not okay.
Because it never happens. You contact them on Monday, they will not get back to you until February.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, I don't blame my building manager. I live right next door to her, so she was very apologetic whenever
she saw you.
Like, they got people in and they couldn't fix it and whatever, whatever. But ceiling fans are a great backup because I basically bought an industrial fan, which you can see sitting up there next to on one of my carpets. Ooh. And it is horribly loud.
It's industrial.
Yeah, there is no quiet setting on that thing.
Loud but powerful.
Yes.
Loud
and
proud.
Almost too powerful because if you're directly in front of it, you're like, this is very distracting.
Yeah.
So ceiling fans. The worst fans. And also the best.
Yeah. Well, the current
love-hate relationship.
The current problem I have is yeah, moved in, realized that the ceiling fan does not work at all on the highest setting, which is very much mandatory in summer. And it's 100%. Been, what, 6 months and still not fixed?
Oh, dear.
And you know what? And, you know, it's been like sort of people have come to inspect it and then come back and then somebody's come in to fix it and they don't have all the parts. Yeah. And then they come in to fix it again what and they're like, happens? No, it really can't work. So now they need to replace the entire fan because it's like inherently broken. But that means that they take their sweet time doing that because they don't want to have to replace the entire fan. They want my lease to end and for me to leave.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to happen. When so I lease suffered. Ends? Oh, in October. Wow, so I've that still sucks. Got,
that's still so long away.
I mean, at least I'm through summer, which was so painful. I got heat stroke in my room. In my bed. Wow. So welcome to Australia.
Yeah, that's also Australia's problem.
Look, global warming is not helping, but oh gosh, it's a battle. I'm excited for winter because then I don't have the ceiling fan problem, which is probably why they're also taking their sweet time. Because then eventually they'll like, be like, you don't need it now. And it's like, yeah, but I should have had it so long ago.
But that's not the fucking point.
Yeah. Also, maybe I want to have a heater and the fan on.
Yeah, so you don't know me.
Fan,
yeah.
I pay for the electricity. I can do what I want. All right. Well, yeah. I think that might wrap us up for this week. Thank you very much, Jen, for bringing your renters and ceiling fan woes.
Oh, you're most welcome.
I didn't realize that everyone felt so passionately about ceiling fans until this very night.
Oh, dude.
We all have an opinion.
The surprising thing is that so many homes in Queensland aren't built with ceiling fans as a standard.
Mm. I know, because I rented three of them.
Yeah, that really is surprising.
But like lately it's getting to a point where the insulation is so bad that even if you have a ceiling fan and it doesn't help. And it's like, well, now the standard kind of is aircon. And it's like, why do we live in this furnace that is a city / country?
I mean,
it's like Exodus, let's all go.
As soon as I become a digital nomad, straight to Iceland. Oh. Like, I'm just going to live Iceland. There
that
with
is
my
the
dogs.
Dream. I mean, ice is in the name. It's got to be cold.
All right. Well, thank you, Gina. Once again, we are sponsored
well,
by the Wine
you,
Gallery.
Well, thank you, Zane, but thank you also, Jen.
Gentry. I was going to me. It didn't work.
He was making the rounds. You know?
Yeah, I was going Gina, then I was going to go Wine Gallery, then I was going to go Andy, then I was going to go...
We're just so worked up about the fans. Too much.
Thank you very much, Jen. I'm not going to talk to you anymore as I'm going to put a plug in here for thewinegallery.com.au.
That's fair.
Wine Gallery.
Oh, you were laughing and you still sang. Well done.
Oh, you hate me.
If you want to take advantage of thewinegallery.com.au's fantastic service, you can go onto their website and use our promo code GLASSOFWINE with an H, and that will get you $25 off your first order. A standard order is 3 bottles a month, but you have no need to lock in. You can up your order, down your order, pause your order, however you want to do it on an ongoing basis. If you use that $25 to add a fourth bottle to your order, you then get free delivery, so you're getting free delivery and an extra bottle for nothing.
Amazing.
And that's just a little gift from us to you. So thank you again to thewinegallery.com.au. Thank you, Jen, again.
No worries. It's been just so therapeutic. Hasn't to it? Share my fan woes.
100%.
Yes. And that's what we're here for.
No worries.
To
it's so good.
Empathize and criticize your enemies.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy.
It's always a pleasure.
And thank you, Gina.
Thank you, Zane.
And we'll be with you again, same time next week. Until then, everyone.
Bye.
So, what should I listen to now?
We are Castology. This is our podcast about podcasts. We are your castologists, Patrick Shearer,
Liz Best,
and Zainzi Weber.
Each week, we'll bring you three of the best and sometimes not so best podcasts around. We'll also do the hard work and trawl the RSS feeds to find the newest podcast that should be on your radar.
And then next week, we come back and tell you what we thought of the recommendations and bring three new sparkling podcasts to check out.
Now, will we always agree with each other's picks?
Probably not. But hey, you're clever. You know that's how reviews work.
We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatcher of your choice.
That's Not Gunner Productions podcast.